יעשה שלום.
חזק ונתחזק בעד עמנו ובעד הורי אלוקינו.
חזק ונתחזק בעד עמנו ולמען הרי
Well, I'm not sure what happened there, but that should have gone on a little bit longer. Let's go to something else. Here we go.
Hey, she's high.
Shlomo Katz, that is really beautiful. I heard him perform live in Boston about a year and a half ago, and yeah, he's wonderful. So that song was called Kol Dodi. It was on his live in Melbourne. And before that, we heard part of, we heard Voices for Israel, Chazak Emenu. Chazak Emenu, We Stand as One. And, oh, I see, I spelled that a little bit wrong. Let's see if I can correct that. There we go. So let's see, before that, Eti Ankri, Nikach Mimeni Sod. It's off the Putumayo Presents Israel. It's a great compilation. Yosefa, Love Can Burn. And before that, Yaraya, also from Yosefa. And the Adon Rachel Project. Okay, so I think that brings us up to date. So yesterday was, in fact, Israel's birthday. It's Yom Ha'atzma'ut, Israel Independence Day, 69th birthday. And of course, we're so grateful that the land of Israel has been returned to the Jewish people and returning the nation of Israel to the land of Israel. And we are thankful for the great debt the soldiers and heroes have given to sacrifice their lives so that we can have a strong, independent Jewish country and homeland. And we definitely thank all the friends of Israel through all the years who helped and continue to help Israel grow and develop in so many different ways. Now, one of the things people like to do is to plant a tree in Israel. You know, a year or so ago, there were terrible fires and it burned a lot of the trees. The trees are so important. So there are organizations where you can go online and do that. And Zo Artsenu, IsraelTrees.org is the site if you'd like to do that. It's a great way to show your connection with the state of Israel. IsraelTrees.org or P.O. Box 241, it's Cedarhurst, New York, 11516. So we'll go back to some music from Israel, Israeli artists, a lot of Americans who have made Aliyah. That means they have gone up. They've gone up to the land of Israel and are making it their home. So here we go. Okay, so that was Rebbe Sol, Im Eshkachek, from Another World. And we're going to go back to some music in a minute, but I just found something that I want to share with you. Monday was Yom HaZikaron, and that is the Day of Remembrance in Israel. And I want to share a little bit of this article by Ilana Masika. And it's from thejewishpress.com. It says, at formal ceremonies, private gatherings, and quiet visits to military cemeteries around the country, more than a million Israelis paused this Monday to remember 23,544 IDF soldiers who died during their military service. That's a huge amount of people in such a small country. Since last Yom HaZikaron, a total of 60 soldiers died and 37 disabled veterans succumbed to their war injuries and were recognized as fallen soldiers. Israel also remembered 4,128 people who were murdered in terror attacks from the beginning of the Zionist Project in the land of Israel and until the present time. Among those, a total of 100 Israelis were murdered outside of Israel, and another 122 were foreign citizens on Israeli soil. A total of 11 citizens died from terror assaults since last year, the latest being Hannah Baladin, a British student who was stabbed to death during an attack in the Jerusalem light rail about 2 weeks ago. At 10 a.m., Israelis around the country paused for a two-minute memorial siren. President Reuven Ruvi Rivlin, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, and IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot addressed more than 1,000 bereaved family members at the National Cemetery at Mount Herzl in Jerusalem, opened the formal observance of Memorial Day at the Western Wall. Knesset Speaker Yuli Yoel Edelstein, President of the Supreme Court Miriam Naor, and Chief Police Commissioner Rani Alshech were also in attendance. Speaking at Mount Herzl, Netanyahu said that the sacrifice of the fallen soldiers remained a necessity for preserving the lives of Israelis, but also to be able to achieve peace. Our lives continue to depend on the willingness of our sons and daughters to sacrifice themselves, and I know that this sacrifice is a necessity, a necessary condition, not only for our existence, but also for achieving peace with our neighbors, Netanyahu stated. I promise that we will not rest until we return Hadar Golden and Oran Shaul home, said Adin Netanyahu, referring to both fallen soldiers still in the hands of Hamas since 2014 Operation Protective Edge. Tonight, when the flag returns to the top of the mast, we will know that the State of Israel is a true consolation, the realization of many generations' dreams, and a model to the nations. Pnina Saror, daughter of Private Pinchas Saror, who fell in November 1956, lit the torch of remembrance at the Mount Herzl ceremony prior to the reading of the memorial prayer Yizkor, the reciting of the mourner's Kaddish, and national anthem Hatikva. A total of 13 wreaths were laid by Israeli institutions, including Yad Labanim, honoring the fallen soldiers, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Jewish Agency, and widows and orphans of the IDF. The Ministry of Defense numbered 9,157 bereaved parents of fallen IDF soldiers, 4,881 widows of the IDF, and 1,843 orphans below 30 years old. The number of bereaved siblings and orphans above 30 years old add to the thousands more. According to the National Insurance Institute, 939 parents lost a child in terror attacks. 826 people are widowed, and a total of 109 lost both parents to terror. In addition to the central ceremony, more than 50 military cemeteries and hundreds of other sites accommodated many Israelis coming to pay their respects at the graves of the fallen around the country, including Kiryat Shaul and Kfar Saba cemeteries. Generation after generation, we are forced again and again to accompany the best of our sons and daughters, young and talented, fallen in the prime of their life, said Defense Minister Lieberman at the ceremony in the military cemetery in Kiryat Shaul. This is the terrible and painful price of the Jewish people's decision to be the master of their own fate, to return to their homeland and to realize their life and culture within as a nation sovereign and free, he said. Lieberman added that out of this pain and sorrow grows the determination to guard the existence and well-being of the State of Israel and perseverance to protect its security and values.
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Bimei Yedo, friends, you have to join me, otherwise it will not sound good. Let's go. Uvinei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Mirakoidesh, Yerushalayim, Mirakoidesh, Bimehei Yerobi Yomeinu. And there was a voice in heaven. This is a passage in the Psalms. Poyeshev kibisiu, God says, this is my place. This is the place where my holiness should dwell forever. Uvenei Yerushalayim. Yeah.
ערב על חמור מנסה שלא לפעול לתוך ארמון החול של הזמן שנגמר שכל מה שעבר של מה שהיום מה שיהיה של מה יהיה מחר האם נשחק, האם תבקע, האם תראה את אותה עולה האם תדחה, האם תבוא, האם תצא ותקווה האם תשוט המילון או בכיוון הטוב האם נשיק הזק ביחד ולא מעזוב ולא ניתן לכל עולה מסביב בוא נבליח גם את תל אביב ואז עולה גם פרון מאשר נתנו להדיר את הקשרים להסתפו למסיבה דדי 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 דה אללה יודע עד מתי שנחזור להיות ביחד בקרוב שנגיע אל הסוף. יא, תעשו זאת אתם שלי.
Well, Daniel Zamir is just a genius on his saxophone, unbelievable soprano saxophone. The CD is called Alive, Chai, Daniel Zamir, wow. Hatikva, The Hope, and that's the national anthem of Israel, so that was totally appropriate. Before that, Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach, my Rebbe, my teacher, Shlomo and Uvene Yerushalayim. I think I didn't get that title right, let me think. I think it's Shalom. I'll have to check that out. And let's see, Shlomo Katz, Kol Dodi from Live in Melbourne. I think I mentioned that. Okay, so here's a little report from, this is from the Jewish press. Hezbollah is going bankrupt while Nasrallah's assets hit $250 million. This is a report by David Israel on May 1st, so this is just recent. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah has an estimated private wealth of more than $250 million, according to a report in Welt this week. The founders, the terror organization is said to have deposited more than $2 million in hundreds of personal accounts around the world. Recent scandals showed how they came to such sums, writes Welt, citing the case of Hezbollah administrator Aidin Abu Hamdan, who has slipped thousands of dollars into his own pocket from a fund for families of the group's fallen heroes, Mohammed Fadlaha, a Hezbollah accountant, who was imprisoned for months after falsifying the books to the tune of $2 million. Nasrallah's son, Mohammed Ali, who uses Hezbollah money to operate his Al-Kawawi Cafe in Beirut. The group is financially as bad as it has not been for ages, for decades. The acting Secretary of the Treasury, Adam Zubin, until February 13th of 27, told Welt, Hezbollah is active on too many fronts, while its revenues have been shrinking because of American sanctions. It is safe to say that Hezbollah today is on the brink of bankruptcy. Hezbollah's main source of financial support, besides Iran, are Shiite businessmen in Lebanon. But nowadays, they fear American punishment if they dare cooperate with the terror group. Last summer, shortly after the Obama administration had announced new sanctions against supporters of Hezbollah, Riyad Salama, chairman of the Central Bank of Lebanon, issued Order 137, which blocks the accounts of organizations and individuals associated with Hezbollah. The immediate result has been that the Shiites are no longer on hand with their donations. While Mohammed Ashour, the Shiite owner of the Phoenician Bank, died last August, his family asked Hezbollah not to send a delegation to his funeral. It would have been bad for business, Welt reported. Hezbollah is trying to intimidate their quote-unquote business community with threats, such as a bomb exploded last June next to Blom Bank in West Beirut. Wealthy Shiites receive visits from Hezbollah fighters who quote-unquote encourage them to quote-unquote sponsor children of fallen comrades. In fact, the group's websites these days are more engaged in fundraising than in spouting hate. Hezbollah has been spending a fortune on the war in Syria. It fights alongside Iranian forces defending the Assad regime. Of the group's estimated 20,000 fighters and as many reservists, as many as 8,000 are engaged in fighting in Syria, entitling them to hazard pay of as much as $1,200 a month. Then there are payments to the thousands of injured warriors, as well as to the survivors of the estimated 1,500 fighters killed in battle. Largely cut off from domestic donors in Lebanon, Hezbollah relies mostly on Iran's support these days, which explains why it has been spread out so thin. Those are Tehran's marching orders. As long as Iran has money, Hezbollah will have money, Nasrallah said last June, adding, our money reaches us on the same path as that rockets with which we threaten Israel. Western intelligence agencies estimate the Iranian support at $350 million annually, which together with shipments of weapons and logistical services comes to more than $700 million. However, according to Welt, while the war in Syria has grown more and more expensive, Iran's support remains at about the same level, which by now covers less than 70% of Nasrallah's budget. This is some conundrum for Hezbollah's chief, who cannot economize too many widows and orphans, and he cannot downsize his multiple military engagements. It's what he's getting paid for by Iran. The only option remaining is to invest his own wealth to cover Hezbollah's deficits. Okay, that's really funny. Anyway, that's a little bit of background of what's going on over there. It's rather disgusting. Same thing that the other Arab leaders did, put all their money into separate accounts, not helping their own people. So, let's see, what have we played? Well, we're going to play some more music. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, yeah. Come on, band. Take me back to the good times. Oh, well, it could have been Miami. It could have been L.A., yeah. So many crazy places. This crazy world I could have played. But I came on vacation just to take a look. You know that one look is all that it took. And I stand rocking in the Holy Land. Oh, and it could have been Dallas. It could have been Tennessee, yeah. So many crazy places. A crazy world I could have made to see. But I came on vacation just to take a look. You know that one look is all that it took. And I stand rocking in the Holy Land. Alright, yes, I'm just a rocking, rocking, rocking. Ooh, I'm just a rocking, rocking, rocking. Yes, I'm just a rocking, rocking, rocking. Yes, I'm just a rocking, rocking, rocking. Well, is it not grand when you're rocking in the Holy Land? Alright, I'm playing
וגלים וכל לכולם גאון מי שהמציא את השקיעה, איך כל יום השמש נהיית היפה, איך הירח מתרומם. גאון מי שהמציא את הזקנה, לפעמים אנשים גם צריכים מנוחה, גאון מי שהמציא את החיות, לפעמים
That's quite fun. Little headbanger music there. For Spiel, it's Freitag, and the CD is called For Spiel. And before that, Nurit Galron, the best of Nurit Galron, and the song is called Gaon. Laser Lloyd, Rockin' in the Holy Land, off of his CD on Lots of Love Records, and Daniel Zamir, Hatikva. So we're just about done out of here, out of the voice mobile, and Chris Earle is here at the ready. And let's see, I think that's it. I think that's probably all the news from here.
I want to be on Lots of Love Records.
Yes!
I think that would be my label, too. Lots of Love Records.
Wait, let's get you what? Wait. We don't have a mic for you. Oh, okay. You're not on a mic. No, none of those, because I put all the CDs on. So here, go ahead.
Oh, all right. Oh, I want to be on Lots of Love Records. That would be my label, I think. That would be fun.
I think we could arrange for that, actually, because Laser Lloyd is a real friend. All right, so let's see. Let's get you up here on the board. I have to do Ox One. See you late. See you later. I see you on the radio. Don't be late.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.